Mrs. Shi has a little granddaughter.
许师母有一个外孙女。
And when she comes to our house and the baby's there too, well, she's almost a year and a half.
也就是师母的那个第二个外孙女跟她那个妹妹，她到我们房间里去的时候。
妹妹 is saying, but Mama says she can't do that.
然后呢，这个妹妹就是这个老二就会说，妈妈说她不能那样做。
Mama said.
妈妈说了。
Mama said.
妈妈说了这个，妈妈说了那个。
One thing after another, Mama said.
她就一句一句说，妈妈说这个，妈妈说那个。
Suddenly I realize now that that is becoming like a child. This is what Jesus said. You must become like children.
就像主耶稣所说的，你们要变成孩子的样式。这孩子就是说，妈妈说这个，妈妈说那个。
Why?
为什么？
Because when Mama says it, that's law.
都妈妈说的话就是最高权威。
And we have to recognize that when God says it,It's law.
所以当神说了以后，这就是最后的发言权。
He never said that we would understand everything he says.
他从来没有告诉我们，我们会了解他所说的每句话。
He tells us we have to search the word.
他说我们要在查询圣经，查询神的话。
But all the heart that can say, "My God said that."
但是我们所能最后说的就是我的神是这样说的。
But you know, after a while, children.Begin to say, why?
过了一阵的孩子就会问为什么
That little girl is a little older. She's going to say, why?
那个老三呢可能再大一点就会说为什么
And you see, that's what happens to mankind.
这也是对人类所发生的情形
They begin to say, why?
他们就会对神说为什么
How?
怎么做的
As if God owes us an explanation.
好像神就欠我们一个答案似的
Remember, he is God.
要记住他是神。
He said, I don't think like you think.
他说我的意念非同你们的意念。
God doesn't work the way we work.
神不是像我们那样来行事。
We're very mortal.
我们是有限的。
We're very limited.
我们是就是会朽坏的。
But God is not limited.
但是神是不受限制的。
And whether we like it or not, he is in charge.
不管我们是否喜欢，神在掌权。
Now there was a group of men that had heard about Lazarus, rising from the grave.
那有一群人呢，他们听到拉撒路。
Jesus did that.
耶稣让拉撒路从死里复活。
They had come to Jerusalem.
他们到了耶路撒冷。
For the feast.
他们到耶路撒冷比较参加逾越节。
And it seems like they got there when they were all coming, crying out that Jesus is the Messiah. They saw the march of the people.
所以呢，那些人可能到耶路撒冷的时候，正好看到大家在欢呼，说耶稣就是弥赛亚，然后看到耶稣那个光荣的进圣城。
And so then they found one that was one of the followers of Jesus.
然后他们就找到了耶稣的一个门徒。
And this is what they said to him.
然后他们就对这个门徒说什么呢
？Sir, we would see Jesus.
说先生，我们想要去见耶稣。
Now you and I have had glimpses.
我们只能够看到一点点。
We're coming up to our Christmas celebration.
我们一旦到了这个圣诞的庆祝季节。
This is one little part of Jesus.
这个圣诞的庆祝季节只是耶稣生平的一小部分。这个圣诞节只是他的在地上的生命的一个开始。
But today I want us to see Jesus.
但是今天我们想要看到耶稣。
We're going to go to the very first chapter.
我们要来看耶稣从最刚开始，从创世纪的第一章第一节。我希望我们能够这个。
And we see written in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth.
在我们来看说，起初神创造天地。
The Hebrews did not have a word for the universe.
那个希伯来文里边，它没有一个单独的词来描述宇宙。他的那个宇宙那个词就是相当于是天。
But in reality, it is in the beginning God created the universe and the earth.
其实这个事实就是在起初的时候，神创造了整个宇宙，包括其中的这个地球。
But then we see in another place who was there with him.
但是我们在另外一个地方记载到说，在神创造的时候呢，有一个存在和他同在。
And the word, it tells us, was made flesh.
他讲到说
in the beginning was the word.
他说太初有道，道与神同在。
Well, here's the mystery.
这个就是那个奥秘所在。
And the word was with God.
他说道与神同在。
And the word was God.
他说道就是神。
The same was in the beginning with God.
这道太初与神同在。
All things were made by him.
万物是借着他造的。
And without him was not anything made that was made.
凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
For some of you, that's double talk.
对你来讲好像这个在重复的这个自言自语一样。
What's he talking about here?
他在讲的是什么呢？
The word?
他又一会儿说道。
Well, then John goes through the next verse and he tells us who the word is.
约翰再继续讲这个道，这个话是谁。
And the word was made flesh.
他讲到说
And he dwelled among us.
他说道成了肉身和我们同住。
And we beheld his glory.
我们也曾见过他的荣光。
The glory of the only begotten Father, full of grace and mercy.
这个道呢就是充充满满有神的荣光。
Then we see in another place, he said,
然后在另外一个地方我们看到他讲到。
Father, I will they also whom thou hast given me.
他说父啊。我在哪里愿你所赐给我的人也同我在那里神把他的这个道就是耶稣赐给我们他讲的他所赐给我们的人就表示是我们自己说叫他们到我所在的地方让他们看见我所你所赐给我的荣耀因为那个荣耀是你赐给我的。
For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world.
因为创立世界以前，你已经爱我了。
You see, it wasn't in Matthew in the first chapter, second chapter.
这个不是在马太福音的第一章、第二章前面那个家谱。我们需要耶稣。
That's the Jesus in the flesh.
那个耶稣在马太福音前几章描述的是在肉身中的耶稣。
We see that there is the Jesus there of the Spirit.
如果我们回到造世的时候，创世之前，那么我们可以看到耶稣是灵，这个耶稣，他是在太初最最最刚开始，太初有道。
He was a part of the creation.
他是创造的创造者的一部分。
Everything that was made by him.
凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
So we see in the very beginning.
所以我们看到起初
our first glimpse.
我们对他的这个最早能看见的一点
of the Son of God.
就是神的儿子
long before the manger.
远远在马槽之前
You see, God had a tremendous plan.
神有一个很伟大宏伟的计划
Now, some of us try to say, well, if I knew man was going to sin, I wouldn't make them. Well, you're not God.
然后有人就说，我要是知道人会犯罪，我就根本不创造他们了。但是要记住，你不是神。
He had a purpose for man.
神对人类是有一个计划的。
And Satan wasn't going to disturb his purpose. He was going to enhance the purpose of God.
撒旦并不能就是说停止神的计划，他反而从某方面来讲，他是要加强让神的计划实现。
Because as I told you, God said, I want of children, a family, a people who is tried in the fire.
神说，我想要一个在火中被试炼过的一个家庭，一个种族，一个民族。
And come out as pure gold.
让我们这样被试炼之后，就比金，就像金一样。
That's what he wants of us.
那是他所对我们的期待。
But then we go back to the time when we have the creation and the creation of man, and then we have the event where man sinned against God.
那让我们回到起初，就是在创造之前，然后神创造这个世界，创造人类，然后人类的堕落。
And then they became servants of Satan. In fact, they've been called sometimes the children of the devil.
然后呢，他们就因为犯罪呢，人类就成为撒旦的仆人，甚至成为魔鬼的儿女。
But in the very third chapter, very quickly after they fell.
但在他们在人类失败以后犯罪之后，在创世纪的第三章
，God punished them.
神惩罚了他们。
There is the first understanding of God's system.
这是因为人神惩罚人，所以呢，第一次我们开始了解到神的这个系统，神的制度。
When we sin, he will punish.
当我们犯罪，神会惩罚。
But then we go on to see that he says, he said, well, I'm sorry, and I will put enmity, I will put hatred between thee and the woman.
但是神马上就说了，我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，就是那个彼此之间那种仇恨不和。
Why wasn't it Adam?
为什么神没有说是亚当和这个蛇之间彼此为仇，而是说女人呢？
After all, Adam was the firstborn. Adam was the one that was supposed to govern. Adam was the one that was supposed to be head. But he didn't say of man.
但是他为什么没？因为亚当是首先被造的，亚当也是头，他的角色是要管理，但是为什么神没有说在亚当和女人，亚当和这个和蛇之间彼此为仇呢？
He said, I'll put that enmity between thee and the woman.
他说我要让这种你和这个女人之间彼此为仇。
And between thy seed, and we talk about our children, our inheritance, and her seed.
他说叫你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。
Now this seed, this one that conceives and becomes a great one shall bruise your head.
他这个女人的后裔是一个单数，专指一个人。他说女人的后裔要伤你的头。
And you shall bruise his feet.
你要伤他的脚跟。
Now the head is a deadly wound to a serpent.
对那个蛇来讲，如果他的头被伤到了，那对他来讲是致命伤。
Many didn't understand, no doubt, what he was talking. Some more of the double talk.
然后好像这个更是让你很混淆的一个讲话，让你不了解。
But God never leaves us in the dark.
但是神从来不会说把我们放在黑暗之中，让我们不了解。
He shows us his prophetic truths.
然后神就让我们
somewhere along the line.
就是在这个随着时间的推移，神就让我们看到他这个预言的准确性，他的真实性。
He spoke to the prophet Isaiah.
然后神就对先知以赛亚讲话。
Oh, he told Isaiah lots of things.
他告诉以赛亚很多的事情。
He told him from the birth of our Lord to the millennial.
他告诉以赛亚从主耶稣的降生一直到千禧年。
And he said, and Isaiah cried out, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will be called Emmanuel.
以赛亚就喊着说，主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
So 800 years before the birth of Jesus, God explains that that woman is going to have a child.
所以在主耶稣降生之前的800年，神对以赛亚就说有一个女人会生一个孩子。
And his name is going to be called Emmanuel, God with us.
他的名字叫以马内利，神与我们同在。
But that wasn't just enough. I think there's probably almost 300 prophecies in the Bible about the coming, first coming of Jesus.
我想到在旧约里边，大概至少有300处就有关于主耶稣第一次再来的预言。
Then he went to one of the minor prophets called Micah.
然后就在小先知书里边有一位先知叫弥迦，他对神对弥迦说。
But ye Bethlehem Ephrathah.
他说伯利恒以法他尔。
Now there was two Bethlehems.
你们知道有两个伯利恒吗？
And this was the small one.
这个伯利恒是一个比较小的城市。
Exactly.
然后神就指明是这个小的伯利恒。
Though you are small among the clan of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old and from ancient.
你在犹大诸城中为小，将来必有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的。他的根源从亘古，从太初就有。
800 years before，
800年之前出生。
But that night came.
但是那一天，那个晚上终于来到了。
That wonderful night when God came with us.
就是那一天，神降下来和我们同在。
Made himself flesh.
他成为肉身。
Well, how did you do that?I don't know.
你说神是怎么做的？你说我是不知道的。
He's God.
他是神。
I'm one of those little grasshoppers that one of the people talked about in the Old Testament.
我就是像那个叫什么蟋蟀一样， 蚂蚱 ，OK， 像神对那个蚂蚱讲的那个旧约里边的文章。
Now we know the beautiful events. We know about the angels.
我们知道那个很美的画面，就是天使降临。
Oh, I forgot to tell you.
我还忘了告诉你们。
That when God was making the universe and the earth, the angels were singing.
你知道吗？当神创造宇宙、创造这个地球的时候，天使在歌唱。
You know, the angels recognized that something tremendous was happening.
天使意识到有一些很伟大的事情在发生。
But those same, some of those angels came to say, this is where the son, child is born.
然后天使对这些牧羊人说，这个地方就是这个婴孩降生的地方。
And then we see the shepherd.
然后我们看到牧羊人。
And 2 years later, we see wise men.
然后又过了两年，耶稣降生两年，我们看到东方山博士从遥远的东方过来。
Looking for the one who was going to be born because of the star.
他们因为看到那个星，就来寻找那个生来要做犹太人子王的。
Traveled a long way and very dangerous.
他们走了一个很遥远的过程，也是一个很危险的一个旅程。
They were coming. They said, "Where is he that is born, King of the Jews? We have seen a star in the east, and we have come to worship him."
他说：“那生来要做犹太人子王的在哪里呢？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。”
How did they know?
他们怎么知道的呢？
They're from the far east.
他们从遥远的东方。
But you know what? There was a time when a boy named Daniel and a whole group of young men in his time who were very wise, who were from the king's family, who was taken to Babylon, and there was part of the wise men of Babylon.
就是在有曾经呢有一个年轻人叫但以理，然后他跟一大堆这个同龄的年轻人，他们都是皇家，有皇家血统，然后他们呢就是也是很聪明很有智慧的人，他们被掳到巴比伦，他们就是这个博士，这个智慧人的一群，他们一直在巴比伦。
Those boys were Jews.
你知道那些孩子他们都是以色列人的后裔吗？
And many of the Jews, even though they were in Babylon, they were still Jews. They remembered all that was told them.
他们虽然是已经被掳到巴比伦，但是他们记着他们是犹太人的后裔，他们记得所有的那个应许。
And no doubt during the next 500 years that was going down from one father to the son to the father.
所以呢，在未来的就是在但以理之后那五百年就记载了，就是一代一代的。
And as they were watching.
然后他们一直在看着，一直在仔细的观察。
A joining of stars, and it was a beautiful large star, and they knew that's the one.
然后他们就看着那个天空，看着那个星象，突然有一天出现了一个很亮的、很美的一个大的星星，他们知道那个就是他的星。
They heard about it so long.
他们已经从遥远的过去听到这个，听了很久了。
And they waited and waited.
他们就在一直等啊，一直在等待。
But finally, the star appeared.
最终呢，这颗星出现了。
The same thing with our Jesus.
同样的，这样也是耶稣。
We waiting and waiting and waiting, and one day he's going to appear.
然后我们在等啊等啊，有一天他会出现。
Then we see that Isaiah again begins to open up to us.
然后我们再看以赛亚，他对我们好像打开了一个屏幕。
So thus said the Lord.
他说
，This is in Isaiah.
这是在以赛亚书，这是永生的神耶和华说。
He created the heavens and stretched them out.
他是那位创造诸天、铺张穹苍。
He that spread forth the earth and that which comes on it.
将地和地所出的一并铺开。
He that giveth breath unto the people unto it.
是气息给地上的众人
，and the spirit of them that walk therein，
又赐灵性给行在其上之人的神。他说
，hath called thee in righteousness。
他如此说，我耶和华凭公义招你
，and will hold thy hand and will keep thee，
必搀扶你的手，保守你
，and will give thee a covenant of the people for a light of the Gentiles，
使你做众民的中保，做外邦人的光。
To open the blind eyes,
开瞎子的眼
and to bring out the prisoners from the prison,
领被囚的出牢狱
And when them that sat in darkness out of the prison house,
领坐黑暗的出监牢,
I am the Lord, that is my name.
我是耶和华,
and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to a graven image.
我必不将我的荣耀归给假神, 也不将我的称赞归给雕刻的偶像。
Here we see God is declaring the purpose of his son.
你看到没有? 现在神在宣扬, 宣告他儿子来的目的。
How do you bring people out of darkness?
你怎么样把人从黑暗里边带出来呢?
To the shining light.
是用那个大光把人从黑暗里带出来。
Jesus became the light of the world.
主耶稣是世上的光。
And that light would be shining on the hearts of men, many to see that they were empty and they were blind and they were in prison.
那个光照在人心里边，很多人可以看到他们是如此的空虚，他们是如此的黑暮。
What does sin do us, do to us?
罪给我们带来什么呢?
It puts us in a prison.
罪把我们放在监牢里，让我们在捆绑之中。
Even such a thing as hatred in our lives.
甚至在我们心中的那种仇恨。
We become a prisoner of that hatred.
我们会成为那个仇恨的奴隶。
They said, I've sent my son.
但是神说，我送我的儿子成为光。
So let's see if he is.
来，我们看看他是不是那道光。
In John 1:29, he says, the next day,
约翰一章二十九节,
John, seeing Jesus coming unto him and said, Behold the Lamb of God which takes away the sin of the world.
约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
The first human testimony.
这是第一个见证。
Then we see, and then next we see a low a voice.
然后再一个，我们听到有天上有声音来说，
This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. In another place, he said, Hear him.
他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。另外一个地方说，你们要听他。
So you see, God is calling. He has sent Jesus. He came.
所以神在呼召，他送了耶稣，他已经来了。
Not to just heal.
不单单说是医治人的病，
Not even to raise the dead.
也不是说把死让死人复活。
Those are the powers that God used to make them see that this was someone supernatural.
这个是神用这些来显示说，这位耶稣就是他所差遣的。
Then we see another reason he sent Jesus.
我们看到另外一个他送耶稣来到世间的原因。
I can of my own self do nothing, Jesus said.
耶稣说，我凭着自己不能做什么。
As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me.
我怎么听见就怎么审判，我的审判也是公平的，因为我不求自己的意思，只求那差我来者的意思。
We see now that he's saying, I left all my power.
在说什么？他说：“我把我所有的这个能力都放弃了。”
Remember, he was part of the creation.
要记住，他是创造者的一部分。
But I left my power.
他，但是我把我的这个超然的能力都放下了。
In this human flesh, I can do nothing.
在我这个取的肉身的形象，我什么都做不了。
But I came to do the will of my father.
但是我来是要做我父亲的，行我父亲的旨意。
Again, he's showing us.
这一次，他再一次向我们显示。
We really can't do anything.
我们靠自己真的什么也做不了。
We get into circumstances and finally face death, and we can't do it.
当我们到了最后的境况中，我们面对死亡的时候，我们其实那时候是完全的无能为力。
But he found out that if he that and God had brought in him the secret, following the will of God.
秘诀在于就是跟随神的旨意。
Then we see that, as it tells us in Luke, that the Son of Man is come to seek and to save.
然后在路加十九章，他说，人子来是为要寻找、拯救失丧的人。
You know, he did his rebuking was in the laws that God had given, and he was explaining the laws under the Spirit.
他是在神的灵的控制之下、引导之下去讲神的律法，去责备人。
But we see in John 3:17, he said, For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world. Not yet.
他说，因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，还没到时候。
That's coming.
那个最后会，那个时刻，那个审判会来到。
But that the world might be saved.
乃是要叫世人因他得救。
You see, this is our time of testing.
这个是我们现在一个受试炼的一个阶段。
Shakespeare He says so well.
莎士比亚说得很好。
Life is a big stage.
他说人生就像一个大舞台。We
enter and we play our part and then we're gone.
我们上到台上，我们演我们的角色，然后我们就离开了。
But God ordained that we come into this world, we serve Him and do His will, and then we go off into eternal life.
然后呢，神指定我们，我们来到这个世间，我们遵行他的旨意，然后我们就离开这个世界，进入永恒。
Then we see King David.
然后我们看到大卫王，他说什么？
And he began to write one of his wonderful songs.
他就写了他一个那个令人记忆深刻的一个诗篇。
Now this was 1,000 years before Jesus, 900 to 1,000 years.
这大概是耶稣出生之前。
And it begins like this, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
他是这样开始的这个诗篇，说我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
Did you hear anything like that before?
你在那以前听到过这样的呼喊吗？
From the New Testament?
在新约里边，你听到过这样的呼喊吗？
That's when Jesus was on the cross.
这是主耶稣在十字架上的时候。
He was saying to them, my God, my God.
这个犹太人都知道这句话，就是说我的神，我的神，为什么你离弃我？
And then in the sixth verse, David goes on.
第六节，大卫继续说，
"是神给他的个意象，他继续说， and no man, a reproach of men, and despised of the people."
他说，但我是从世人，不是人，被众人羞辱，被百姓藐视。
You know, God gave this to David because he went through a lot of this.
为什么神把这个意象给大卫了？因为他经历了很多的苦难。
But then he said, he went on to say,
他继续说,
All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out their lips. They shake their head.
然后凡看见我的都耻笑我，他们都撇嘴摇头说,
Did you see that at the cross?
你有没有在这个景象，在十字架，耶稣被钉十字架的时候看到？
The eighth verse said he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delights in him.
第八节说，他把自己交托耶和华，耶和华可以救他吧，耶和华既喜悦他，可以搭救他吧。
One of the thieves and the people were crying.
你知道在
Come on down.
他说两个跟他同定十字架的有一个贼就说，强盗说，你下来吧，如果你是神。
The 14th verse said, I am poured out like water.
第十四节他说到，
And all my bones are out of joint.
他说我如水被倒出来，我的骨头都脱了节，我心在我里面如蜡融化。Now
how in the world could a person's bones all be out of joint?
你怎么能够，到底发生什么事情能够让一个人的骨头都脱了节呢？
I fancy when they put him on that cross.
然后我在想象，当他们把他钉在十字架上的时候，
And lifted that heavy cross up,
然后把那，
And only nails in his hands and feet.
然后我在想象，当那个十字架沉重的十字架立起来，然后当他们把那个只有那个钉子在他的手和脚了支撑他的重量，然后当他们把那个十字架那边使劲的插下去的时候，他的骨头都脱了节。He
went to say, "My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaves to my jaw."
他说：“我的精力枯干，如同瓦片，我的舌头贴在我牙床上。”He
said on the cross. I thirst.
他在十字架上，耶稣说：“我渴了。”And
then we see goes on and says, "For the dogs have compassed me; they're all around me."
他说：“犬类围着我，恶党环绕我。”To
the Jews, the dogs were Gentiles.
对犹太人来讲，犬类是表示外邦人。So
they were all about him.
所以他们都环绕他。And
the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me.
他们说他们这样。 就是召集这些恶党、恶人环绕我。他说了，他们扎了我的手、我的脚。Wait
a minute, David.
等一下，大卫，你在说什么？That
never happened in history.
在历史上从来没有发生过这样的事情。Until
the Romans.
直到犹太人的罗马人。Way
down near time of Jesus.
这个罗马人的国呢，是在耶稣快出生之前的很近的时期才成立的。
How would you know that?
大卫，你是怎么知道的？
He probably looked me in the face and said, "I don't know. God told me."
大卫可能看着你说，我也不知道，神告诉我的。So
he goes on to say,
继续，大卫继续说，
"They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture."
他们分我的外衣，为我的里衣研究。They
shall praise the Lord and seek Him. Your heart shall live forever. Now let me tell you, we know they gambled for him.
我们知道他们到底是为什么打赌。
What I'm trying to tell you people, those of you that can keep awake.
我经常想告诉你们是要让你们能醒过来不要打瞌睡。
What I'm trying to tell you.
我想告诉大家的是
God never came as a surprise.
神从来不会说这样子让我们很把我们吓一跳这样到来。
He told them where he'd be born.
然后神告诉我们他在哪里出生。
They would die, he would die.
然后也告诉我他是他们他耶稣会如何的死。
Then they told him, and now we see there was a great earthquake.
然后我们这时候看到说有一个大地震。
And the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone.
因为主的使者从天上下来，把石头滚开，坐在上面。
His countenance was lightning.
他的相貌如同闪电。
His raiment white as snow.
衣服洁白如雪。
They couldn't mistake who he was.
当然，他们知道这个是谁。
And the angel and for the fear of him, the keepers did shake and fainted and became as dead.
看守的人就因他吓得浑身乱颤，甚至和死人一样。
And the angel
天使
answered and said unto him
天使对妇女说
or to the women, fear not ye, for I know that you seek Jesus.
不要害怕，我知道你是寻找那
crucified
钉十字架的耶稣。
He is not here.
他不在这里。
He is risen.
他照他所说的已经复活了。
See the place where he.
你们来看安放主的地方。
What a beautiful thing.
那是一个多么美的画面。
Even to his death.
甚至到他死的时候。
And then to his resurrection.
到他的复活。
He opened it to man.
他把这个都向人类显现了。
This is Jesus we're talking about.
这位就是我们所讲的耶稣，而不是那个仅仅在马槽里躺的那个小婴孩。
We're going to see.
我们再继续看。
Before Jesus hung on the cross, he had said to his disciples.
在主耶稣上十字架之前，他对他的门徒说
，He said, "Let not your heart be troubled."
你们心里不要忧愁。
He looked at them because he knew it was a troubling time.
他看着他们
He was troubled.
他自己其实心里边也是很
They were troubled.
也很沉重。那看到他的门徒，他知道他的门徒心里很忧愁。
Ye believe in God, believe also in me.
他说你们信神也当信我。
In my father's house.
在我父的家里
are many mansions.
有许多的住处。
If it were not so, I would have told you.
若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。
I go to prepare a place for you.
我去原是为你们预备地方去。
And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again.
我若去为你们预备了地方，就
And receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you shall be also.
就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。
We've seen lots of promises throughout this world.
我们看到就这三句话里面有很多的应许。
The promise of a child, the promise of salvation.
应许这个救恩。
Now we have our Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has come to the end of his ministry.
当主耶稣来到他
His time on earth.
四工的最后，来到他在人间的最后的时光的时候。
He's about to lay down that clay form.
他要把他这个肉身放下。
And take up his supernatural form.
然后他又再回到他那个荣耀的形象。
And he said to them,
然后他对他们说
I'm going away, but I'm coming back.
我要去，但是我会再回来。
All down through the word of God have been promises.
就是在神的话里边，神的所有的应许。
Sometimes people had to wait hundreds of years for promises that God gave.
有的时候人要等上百年才能等到神的应许实现。
So this one also will be.
所以这一点最终也会实现。
Whether we believe it or not,
不管你相信不相信。
Whether we understand it or not,
是不管你是否理解。
It's going to happen.
最后这个一定会实现会发生。
And only those who know him are going to go with him.
只有那些认识他相信他的人才能跟他一块儿去。
He said, I'm going to come to get you, you that are my children.
他说我要来接你们去就是我的孩子你们是我的孩子。
We hear it.
我们听到了
and we let it slide off of our
然后我们就听完了就忘了
Some of you are not even aware what's happening in the world today.
有些人甚至对今天世界所发生的事情都好像完全没有知觉
The earthquakes, the terrible earthquakes.
你知道这个很可怕的地震
You don't know about the terrible fires.
你也不知道那个大火加州的大火
The sinkholes all over the world.
然后在那个全世界各地发生的地陷
The fish and animal lives is dying by thousands.
然后很多很多这个就很鱼啊动物就莫名其妙的死亡。然后主耶稣说， 告诉他的门徒，到他快来的时候，就是说这些东西要发生。所以刚开始的时候是慢慢的，但是当那个主回来再来的时间越来越近的时候，就会那个强度越来越强，那个频率也越来越快。
We've always had wars.
我们总是有战争，我们也有总是有饥饿，有
sicknesses.
我们有疾病。
But when those things converge together.
但是当所有的这些事情都一起来的时候，然后是一个很强的这个速度很大的范围发生的时候，然后主耶稣说你们要看要小心，因为你们得救的日子已经近了，感谢神，哈利路亚。然后我就是总是在跟踪这个新闻，我知道这些很可怕发生的事情，然后我听到发生这个地震，然后我也知道这个火山的情况，然后他们这个没有办法解释说为什么有这么多的动物就这样死掉了。
They just know something's happeningto the world.
他们知道说有什么事情在这个世界发生了。
A lot of it they're trying to blame on the sun.
他们有的时候就是说这个归结把这个罪责推到太阳身上。
Some are trying to blame it on pesticides.
有的人就说是因为这个用了这个杀虫剂。
But no one has the answer.
但是大家都没有答案。
Just as sure as we step by step.
就是我们知道一步一步的。
And God answered and Jesus came and all of these things happened.What he said on Mount Zion, or thereby on the mount.
主耶稣在最后
coming to pass. They're converging.
主耶稣在最后
They're becoming so large that people don't understand what's happening.
神在主耶稣在最后马太福音24章的时候，他有讲到所有这些东西都会来到。但愿神的圣灵会把我们唤醒。
The world's not going to always be like it is today.
这个世界不会像现在这个样子永远持续下去。
The world is changing very fast now.
这个世界在改变的，以非常快的速度在改变。
They're getting weapons we never dreamt of.
然后你都想象不到他们现在的武器有多先进，做梦都想不到。
They're planning out for man.Cashless societies.
他们就想现在要说要让这个整个是一个没有现金的一个社会。
They want to bring us into the one world government.
他们想把我们带到一个全世界就是一个政府的就是这样一个国一个状态。
There is an Ezekiel.
在以西结书，以西结的那个预言里边说，
Chapter 38,
我们在以西结第38章讲到。第三十八章第九节
Ezekiel said there's going to come a tremendous battle with Israel.
他说会来攻击以色列，有一个很巨大的军队。
And God told Ezekiel exactly the nations that would be part of it.
然后神就告诉以西结说，到底来攻击以色列的这个军队是从哪些国家来的。
Now that was 800 or 500 years before Jesus. So those nations have changed names and changed names.
所以呢，这个预言呢是在耶稣出生之前500年说的，所以这些国家的民族的名字呢在改名。
But as the scholars have followed and gone back andSeen the names as they change from one to another, they have come up with what they really feel like are the modern names of these countries.
所以呢，当这个学者就追溯回去，他们看这些名字历史上名字的改变，那么他现在就有一堆名字，就是那些国家的名字。
Of course, one they think is Russia, another Turkey,
一个是
Persia,
俄罗斯，另外一个土耳其，还有这个 Turkey, 土耳其。
To Libya and cross,
然后他们就还有这些苏丹、这些利比亚这些国家，他们最后都会结成大军来攻击以色列。
But there's going to be some that's going to stand aside and say, "Are you coming to take a spoil from Israel?"
他们有人
fight, but they're not going to fight with them.
但是有些人就说，哦，我们去，你要去抢击财物为掠物，夺货为财物嘛。然后这些国家呢就看着，他们就是旁观者，他们也不会攻击以色列，也不会参加，就是跟这些国家成为同盟攻击以色列。
And one of them was Saudi Arabia.
其中有一个是沙特阿拉伯。
And its other little countries around.
然后沙特阿拉伯周围的附近的国家，他们就说他们不会去参加这个战争。
Just the last 2 weeks, Saudi Arabia has united with Israel.
你知道吗？就是两星期之前，沙特阿拉伯跟以色列成为联盟。
Just a week or so ago, Russia.Iran and Turkey had a meeting and was was congratulating each other about getting rid of ISIS.
你知道，上个星期俄罗斯、土耳其还有伊朗，他们就彼此就是有一个最高峰会议，他们彼此庆贺大家把这个 ISIS 这个伊斯兰国给除掉了。
You see, all of these things are converging.
你就看到这个所有的事情好像拼图一起，就慢慢的就在一起发生嘛？看到这个整个图片吗？
Do you know that the word of God in Revelation said, "Blessed is those who read this word."
你知道在
read the book.
创启示录神说那些读神的话的人是有福的。
Why?
为什么神要这么讲呢？
Why didn't he say that about Isaiah or John or some of the others?
他为什么因为没有把这个话呢，把这个启示告诉以赛亚或者告诉别的先知呢？
No, he said, "Blessed are those that read this and understand it and do it, rather read it and do it." Because he knows that that person's going to know about the end.
他说神说凡读这书上的话并且遵守这书上的话的人有福了。
Friends, this has been a very burning on my heart.
这个是我一个很心里边
Sometimes I stay at home and I think, oh God.
我心里边一直有这个负担，我有时候待在家里我说神啊，我的你的子民我们教会的人都准备好了吗？大家好像都不在意。
We think it's going to be like this always.
我们就觉得就现在这个情况我们就这样要这样一直生活下去。
But oh, when the wars break out and the volcanoes explode and the earth shakes,
当战争爆发火山爆发地震有的时候我们会突然意识到。
But we may not be ready.
也许那个时候我们觉得我没有准备好。
He said there's a crown for those that look.For his coming.
神说我为那些在预备在等待我来的人有一个冠冕。
We're too busy with the things of the world.
我们就是忙着这个世上的事情。
To take time to be in love with Jesus.
但是却没有时间去培养自己跟耶稣的关系，去爱耶稣。
In the Revelation.
因为有两个在启示录里面提到两个教会，第一个教会。
You have lost your first love.
第一个神说你离开了起初的爱。
You must get it.
你必须要回到你起初的爱。
And the last one,
最后那个教会呢？神对他说什么
？He said, "You're neither hot nor cold, and I'll spit you out of my mouth."
他说：“你既如温水，也不冷也不热，我所以我必从口中把你吐出去。”
Fervent love.
我们要对神有那种火热的爱。
For our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们的主基督耶稣。
My friends, we need
朋友们，我们需要来看看我们的内心。
Because my last scripture is coming.
因为我最后的一段经文来到
And it said, I saw heaven open.
他说我观看见天开了
And behold, a white horse.
有一匹白马
And he that was sitting upon him was called faithful and true.
骑在马上的称为诚信真实
And in righteousness he says judge and made war.
他审判征战都按着公义
His eyes were as a flame of fire.
他的眼睛如火焰
And on his head were many crowns.
他头上戴着许多冠冕。
And he had a name written that no one knew but him.
又有写着的名字，除了他自己，没有人知道。
And he was clothed with a vesture dripped in blood.
他穿着溅了血的衣服。
And his name is called the Word of God.
他的名称为神之道。
From the very beginning.
从太初开始。
And the Word was made flesh.
太道成了肉身
And now the word is a conquering Christ.
现在这个道就是一位征服的耶稣
Hallelujah.
感谢神
So we see that his clothes and vesture and the armies which were in heaven followed him
在天上的众军骑着白马穿着
linen and white clean and white and clean
穿着细麻衣又白又洁跟随他
Great host of those that are his children
The 天上的众军就是他的孩子们，他们对神有一个火热的爱，他们已经对他的再来准备好了。
And it tells us here, and out of his mouth was a sharp sword.
有利剑从他的口中出来。
And with it he would smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron.
可以击杀列国，他必用铁杖辖管他们。
Wine presses of the fiercest and wrath of God.
并要踹全能神烈怒的酒榨。
And he has on his vesture and on his thigh.
在他的衣服和大腿上有名写着说
King of kings and Lord of lords.
万王之王，万主之主。
Oh, this is so rich and full.
这一节经文有多少的意思在里边
？It tells us that sweet baby Jesus.
他就看到我们那个可爱的小婴孩耶稣。
That's off-spoken man that would lift the children and said and bless the children.
就像说西面在圣殿里接着这个小婴孩为他祝福。
That man that looked at the woman taken adultery and said, "Go and sin no more."
就是这位耶稣对着那个犯奸淫的妇人说：“你去吧，不要再犯罪。”
The loving Lord that looked into Mary's eyes and said,
那个慈爱的耶稣对着玛利亚说：“玛利亚，玛利亚。”
is going to be the conquering king.
他现在会成为一个征服的王。
That is coming in what? In judgment.
他这次来是为了要审判。
Because the wrath of God is so hot.
因为神的烈怒已经满了。
Against the world that He made.
要这个烈怒是要与他这个所创造的世界为敌。
He's going to smite the nations. He's going to judge the nations.
他要击杀列国，他要审判列国。
And every one of us.
然后我们每一个人。
He said nothing shall be hid.
他说没有什么事情可以对神隐藏。
What you've done in secret shall be seen.
你在那个暗中所做的都要被曝光。
Now, this is what the Word of God has told us about Jesus.
这是这个神的话语中所告诉我们关于耶稣的。
Not just the sweet little baby.
不单单是这个可爱的小婴孩。
But the conquering king.
而是这个得胜的征战的王。
I'm looking for him.
我在等着这一天，我盼望着这一天。
I'm praying.
我在祷告。
That God will help us.
神能帮助我们。
But some of you wake up.
我们有些人会醒来。
Being named Christian isn't enough.
单单有个耶稣基督徒的名字对你来讲是不够的。来教会，单单来教会是不够的。
Even reading your Bible.
就是单单读你的圣经也不够的。
You have to have a heart filled with the love of God.
你的心里要充满了对神的爱。
Because He is yours.
因为他是你的神。
Oh, my brothers and sisters.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
I love you very much.
我非常的爱你们。
But I present to you.
但是我给你们所呈现的。
Jesus Christ,
而是耶稣基督。
Now we have seen him.
现在我们已经看到了他。
Heavenly Father,
哦，天父啊。
As we have tried today,
让我们今天所努力的。
To show our people,
想要让我们的百姓，我们的子民。
The Creator,
能看到你这位创造者。
The baby,
这个婴孩。
The sacrifice,
这个献祭与牺牲。
And the conquering,
而是这个征服的得胜的王。
Holy Spirit, our words are very empty without you.
哦，圣灵啊，没有你的帮助，我们的话就是空的。
I ask you to take it to the hearts of our people.
求你把这些话语带到我们你的子民的心中。
I pray you will awaken.
如果他们还没有醒来，求你把他们唤醒。
There will be a hunger and thirst after your righteousness.
哦，让他们的心里饥渴慕义。
We pray in Jesus.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣宝贵的名。